Hey guys, welcome to the Productive Catholic Podcast. This is Dean. Hey, before we get started, just wanted to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, the Silent Sales Machine, www.productivecatholic.com/silent sales. It is an amazing book. I honestly cannot think of a better business book that's out there. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Every time I've read it, I've gotten something out of it that's helped my business. It helped me to grow my business in ways that I couldn't even imagine. They are literally giving it away at www.productivecatholic.com/silent sales. I think the price right now is like $5. And I know many people, including my cousin, who I'm business partners with, who have built million-dollar businesses based off of the principles that are taught in that book. So definitely go check that out, www.productivecatholic.com/silent sales, if you want to start making some extra money on the side. All right, and now let's get to the podcast.
You're listening to the Productive Catholic Podcast, the podcast dedicated to helping Christian husbands and fathers build independent income for their families using proven entrepreneurial strategies. No crazy get-rich-quick schemes, no depending on an employer for your family's security, and no praying that God lets you win the lottery. Just real, actionable, and proven strategies you can use right now to provide more for your family and grow in holiness. Now, here are your hosts, Devin Rose and Dean Soto.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Productive Catholic Podcast. This is Dean Soto, and I hope you're having a great day. I hope you are having a great day. I hope you've had a great last few weeks. I think it's been two weeks since my last confession, Father. No, it's been about 2 weeks since put out a podcast, and man, oh man, there's a reason why. It's funny because when you're working full time in a corporate job, you typically start thinking that, oh my gosh, if I could get out of this job and do something for myself, I have way more time than I ever thought possible, and it's going to be awesome. Everything's going to come easy, and time is just going to work for me. Well, I can tell you right now that is not the case. In fact, it is much harder, and you have a lot less time when you're on your own, because everything is dependent on you, including when you wake up, when you go to sleep, when you take a break, what you're going to work on, who you're going to talk to, who you're going to go to lunch with, when you're going to go to Mass. All that stuff is all based around what you decide. So it is not nearly as easy as you think it is. And so over the last 2 weeks, I do have some good reasons why I've been away. And primarily, it's been because of jury duty. Yes, I got jury duty. And this was the first time in my entire life that I got not only jury duty to having to go there and see if you're going to get selected. I got selected for jury duty. And so, yeah, it was a civil case, and it ended up being about a week and a half, and not so bad, but man, oh man, did it throw things off. Really cool experience though. I'm not going to knock it. It was pretty cool. And especially, I guess it would have been kind of cooler if I was working full time at my old aerospace company, because they would have paid me for it. But it was just nice to be able to have a nice change of pace, I guess. I got a whopping $15 a day, so don't be jealous over that. That was pretty cool, I guess. But yeah, it was an interesting experience. Actually, it was a very, very cool experience. And if you haven't done jury duty at all, if you're in the United States listening to this, I think it was a cool experience. So anyway, so that's what happened, and it threw stuff off. So I had to wake up. I wake up early as it is usually, but I had to wake up earlier than normal so I can get things done, and then had to stay up later, and I had to work and lunch and all that other stuff. So it was tough. It was tough, but it was worth it. So that's where I was. If you missed me, if you even knew I was gone, that's where it was. So Devin is super busy as usual. He has a bunch of stuff going on, so he's out and about doing stuff. But he is always doing cool new stuff at learn.productivecatholic.com. Learn.productivecatholic.com. He has his Catholic author course there, and he's spearheading the way for other courses from other people to be there as well. And if you want to be an instructor there, you can go to become a Catholic author, or you go to learn.productivecatholic.com, and then up on the top, you can go to learn, there is a link. What am I trying to say? There is a link up on top that says become an instructor, and you'll be able to go about doing that and apply to be an instructor there. Big things coming with that, big things. So first, before we get kind of into the main topic for today, which is time, which has to do with time management, but it is not specifically about managing time. It's actually something I learned really recently because I spent nearly $2,000 on a mastermind course that predominantly was about entrepreneurship, but it was also about how to really, really mold your days, your weeks, your months, your years, and so on to be as not just productive, but to be as to be in line with your destiny, to be in line with what God wants you to do, to really push forward and not waste a second of time, because we're supposed to be good stewards of our time, right? And that is super important as Catholics, and we tend to not do that. I know I tended to not do that. I tended to really just do a lot of work for work's sake. So we'll be talking about that. But first, I wanted to get to a really cool email comment, from Father Alden, and he had a question that said, "Hey Dean, great website full of great and practical information. Thanks for this service to the church. A question, do you know of any WordPress theme that is specifically made for Catholic parish websites? Thanks and God bless." So really cool question. And this is something that I have talked about for the last few years, of just revamping parish websites and how really easy it is, how really super easy and cost effective it is. In fact, you can do it for under $100 just by finding a really good theme and popping it on your parish website, getting some hosting, getting a good theme, and then using WordPress, and you have a brand new website that is able to do a ton of things, really a ton of things, collect email addresses from your parishioners, keep them informed, do things like having video and all that other stuff. Super easy to do. And in fact, it's something, I don't know why, but a lot of parish councils and a lot of parishes don't do this. What they'll end up doing is they'll hire someone for a few thousand dollars to basically do this specific thing. But, you know, I've come to see that you really don't value something when you don't pay a lot of money for it. So that might be why that's happening. I don't know. So, Father, to answer your question, as far as a specific type of Catholic parish theme, I'm going to give you the good and the bad. The good news is there are a lot of themes that you can use for your parish that are church themes that will work amazingly well. On the flip side, the bad news is I have yet to ever come across a theme, and I look every now and then, to ever come across a theme that is specifically Catholic. And the major reason why is because we're still stuck in the 19th century, maybe the 20th century, we're getting there. There is none that I could at least recommend. I mean, I'm sure there's themes out there, but there's none that I can specifically recommend that are specifically Catholic, like where it says, hey, this is for a Catholic parish. Now, that doesn't mean that there are not some amazing, amazing church themes out there that can be used for Catholic parishes that nobody would ever say, nobody would ever look at the theme and say, this doesn't look like it was made for a Catholic parish. It looks like it was made for a Protestant church. No, nobody's going to look at it and say that. They're going to look at it and go, whoa, this is like the only Catholic parish I've seen that doesn't have a GeoCities or a tripod, little dancing gifts, dancing around type of website. They're going to look at it and go, whoa, this is pretty darn amazing. I love it. And the place that I would probably recommend the most because, and I'll give you some reasons why, but first I will recommend going here, and it is themeforest.net, themeforest.net. And, if you search, you can actually do a search and just type in church, in their search, and it'll come up with a whole bunch of different church themes. And they have about 45 different church specific themes. And then what I do is I sort by best rated or best sellers, either one of those, best rated or best sellers. And I'll get, like right now I'm looking at one that has a 4.7 per star rating. It has 62 ratings total, 1,243 sales, called Cause. Another one called Mission, Graceland, Deeds, Faith, Spiritual, Church and Events, Fellowship, Evangelist. There's just a whole bunch of them, and they generally all tend to be around 5 stars or 4.5 stars, between 4 and 5 stars, which is great. And they're all responsive. They all look fantastic. They're new and stuff. The reason why I recommend going there in the first place is you have some recourse if it's not the right thing for you. So Theme Forest is part of Envato, is part of the Envato market. They sell a whole bunch of different things, and they're really lenient when it comes to refunds and things like that. So I would go. They give you they have demos of the themes. They have user ratings, all that stuff. I mean, you could go to things like churchthemes.com and all that other stuff, but generally I like to go to marketplaces like this because the people who put their stuff on these marketplaces, they rely on really good ratings. They rely on good customer service. The only thing that I've seen with ThemeForest, but they've come a long way with it, is that they tend not to upgrade and update their themes over time. But that is not necessarily the case. There are a number of themes right now that allow for updating, and they update on a regular basis. So that's definitely the place that I would recommend going, because there's 45 to choose from there. I mean, when you think about it, church themes are not the predominant market out there. Okay. Primary reason is because they're not part of and necessarily part of a business. They're more of a nonprofit. And so they're not going to be spending a ton of money on stuff. So I definitely would recommend going to themeforest.net, searching church, or you can do, you can go to Google and just type in theme forest church theme, and you'll get that whole list. But make sure you sort by best rated or best sellers, and those you'll make sure you actually have a good quality site when it comes to that. But yeah, I hope that helps. Honestly, I hope that helps. Some of these themes are amazing looking. And like I said, don't just go and say, don't, and this is to everybody, don't just say, oh, well, it wasn't made by a Catholic, so I cannot use it. It's not true. I mean, half of the stuff you eat, half of the stuff you buy, actually, I wouldn't say half. I would say like 90% of the stuff you buy, 90% of the stuff you wear, all the toothpaste you use, all that stuff is not made by a Catholic. So are you complaining that your raviolis are not made by Catholics, although they are Italian, they might be Catholic. No, you're not, right? So definitely check out some of these. Like, I'm looking at one called Faith right now. Really cool. Oh my gosh, man. Father Alden, I have been dying for churches to just put a theme up and spend less than $100 doing it. But no, they have to go through a parish council, and the parish council has to approve it. And the parish council usually goes, well, we should get it customized and get it looking all fantastic. And I know someone who knows how to do all this stuff. He only charges $5,000. And then when the person goes and starts it, they're like, oh, well, it's $5,000, but if you want it supported, you want me to do updating and all that stuff, it's another $1,000 a month. Oh, no problem. Yeah, let's do it. Parish council, do you approve? Yes, we approve. Okay. So something that would have cost, you know, under $100, and then you just have someone learn how to use WordPress, has now cost over $10,000. And I've seen that happen over and over and over again. And on top of that, the site that they usually get is like the nastiest looking site. I'm one of the parishes that I'm with right now. Yeah. Had that happen. And I'm like, wow, you spent a couple thousand dollars for a high school web development project. Nice. Good job. Way to be good stewards of your money. Great job. Anyway, I'm being totally, totally facetious and sarcastic, so I shouldn't do that. Anyway, Father Alden, I hope that helps. I hope that helps. I really suggest going to themeforest.net and checking out some of the things that they have there. All right. So next up, let's talk about time management real quick. I have about 5 more minutes before I get off here, cause I have to go talk to, one of my staff. And, so one of the big things that has hit me since I took this $2,000 course, is that it is not about how you manage time. It's what you put into the time that you have. So just because you're busy, 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 busy doing all this other stuff means absolutely squat. It means nothing. It is useless, completely useless. The key is to plan your day. What are you going to do that day? And how does that day correspond with your weekly goals, your monthly goals, and your yearly goals? So for me, one of the things I had been struggling with for a long time was writing a book. I wanted to write a business book based off of my experience. And that has been a 2 to 3 year type thing that I would start, I'd write a few paragraphs, then I'd be like, I'm done. Ever since really focusing and saying, no, this is congruent with my monthly goals, with my yearly goals of what I want to accomplish. By doing that, no joke, in less than a month, I'm pretty much done with my book. 30,000 words plus, and that's all that happened all during the jury duty and all that other stuff. So that's super powerful. And then when you write a book, especially in the business world, that is authority. That is something that helps me to reach my goals of being able to do public speaking, things like that. Because it doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur. It does not matter if you're an entrepreneur. That brings some credibility if you want to go do public speaking, but it doesn't bring a lot. It doesn't bring the amount of credibility even a book has. As soon as you say that you've written a book, people are like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. My gosh, wow, this guy must really know his stuff. Even if they didn't read it, like, wow, this guy is amazing. Ooh. It's just the nature of the beast. So something that took 3 years to accomplish by just by writing out clear goals, starting with my yearly goals. What are the 3 things this year that would change the game? That would get me to where I want to be. Just 3 things that would get me to where I want to be. Okay. For me, one of those 3 things was writing a book, because I knew that would cascade into a whole bunch of other things. So by having that clear objective for the year, I'm able to make my monthly goals and then my weekly goals and my daily goals. And my weekly goals, All of those correspond, my weekly, daily, monthly, all that stuff corresponds to the yearly goals and they're congruent with the yearly goals. So when I know that I'm doing them, I know that I'm meeting every single aspect of those things. So something that took 3 years has taken less than a month to do. How cool is that? How awesome is that? So maybe you want to be an entrepreneur. Okay. Maybe you want to be an entrepreneur. Maybe your goal in the next year is to have your business full time. Well, great. That's awesome. What is your business going to be? Be clear about it. What is your business going to be? And then from there, okay, what are you going to start doing this month to meet that? What's like your first month, second month, third month to start meeting that? And then your week. What are you going to do this week? Planning your week every Sunday, how you're going to meet those goals. And then what are you going to do today to make that happen? Are you going to sit and watch TV for a couple of hours? Is that going to meet the goal of starting a business? Is 2 hours of Game of Thrones going to make that happen? That's what happens when you plan your day and you're corresponding them to your goals. So you're sitting down in the morning, you're going, oh crap, okay, I need to do these three things today in order to make progress. And when you're watching Game of Thrones, or for me, when I'm playing video games, or I'm tempted to play video games, that's my temptation. I immediately go, nope, sorry, it's not what I need to do. I need to do this. I can play video games as long as I get these three things done. Obviously, you want to play with your family, you want to be with your family, all that other stuff. But I'm just saying, any downtime you have, no. These things have to get done, and then video games. And that's how a book went from taking 3 years to taking 1 month. And do you think I'm more fulfilled now than I was before? Heck yeah! I don't need to play video games or anything like that. I have a book. This is so cool, and so it's awesome. Anyway, so. What I'm trying to say is don't just manage your time. You need to know, you need to be effective in putting in the right thing into that block of time that you have. What are your goals? Start putting your goals from, start with your yearly goal. What are the three things that you want to get done this year? And then start on your 90-day goals and then start on your week, plan your next week. That's it. Just this week. Just plan your next week, whatever. If you're in the middle of the week, plan from here to the next week. And then your daily goal, what are you going to do today that's going to meet those, be congruent? All right, I got to go because I have to meet my with one of my staff. So go check out productivecatholic.com. Go check out learn.productivecatholic.com. Definitely check out the Catholic author crash course that Devin has. It's super, super cheap and it's awesome. I am so excited to be back. I hope you are excited too. If you want to leave some voicemail feedback, please do not hesitate. It's 714-643-5301, 714-643-5301, or you can leave some email feedback as well. All right. Have a great day, and we'll see you on the next Productive Catholic Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Productive Catholic Podcast. For more awesome content and courses showing you how to start building independent income and grow as a Catholic husband and father, join us for free at ProductiveCatholic.com. If you love this podcast and want more episodes like this one, don't forget to rate us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. In the words of G.K. Chesterton, the opposite of employment is not unemployment. The opposite of employment is independence. We'll see you next time on the Productive Catholic Podcast.